Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Regular listeners will remember that I lost a 15-sided nut off my vacuum cleaner last week, and I put the program off the air trying to swipe one off a microphone. Well, since then, I've seen several of the type I need, but they were all doing vital work. In my efforts to knock them off, I've stopped three trains, I've jammed an escalator, broken a crane, and fixed Tower Bridge at half mast for 2 hours. I only mention this in order to warn you that Boyle is ruthless. If you have a 15-sided nut in your home, guard it. Robin, the 15-sided nut pincher may strike at any moment. Another form of strike, which is flipping dangerous, is the one that Captain Pove is telling the crew of Troutbridge about in his office.
And in conclusion, may I point out that if you make any mistakes during this operation, it will be reported in every paper in the country.
Oh, good. I've always wanted to have my picture in the paper.
Oh. Drop a clangor on this and you'll have your picture in the paper twice. Once for the clangor and once for the court-martial.
Added to which, Mr. Phillips, sir, I reckon your picture in the morning paper would turn thousands of plates of cornflakes soggy.
Very unkind, Pertwee. A lot of people reckon I look like that chap who played a vicar on the telly.
Really? I don't see it. Huh? A certain resemblance to Steptoe Senior, perhaps?
Number one, please. Don't sidetrack him now, or he'll never remember where you're supposed to be sailing. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he hasn't forgotten already.
I know what you mean, sir, but I doubt if even Mr. Phillips could have forgotten quite as quickly as this.
I could, you know.
Really? Now for the last time.
Yes, sir.
Owing to a general strike amongst the dockyard workers at Calais, a large number of British tourists are stranded there. You are to sail to Calais and bring them back to Dover.
The dockyard workers?
Dear!
Steady, Captain Powell, sir, steady. You're going all crimson minimum.
Hardly surprising, really.
It's the tourists we've got to pick up, sir. The tourists.
The tourists?
Yes. We pick up the tourists.
Ah, yeah, from Dover.
Ah! You know, it'd be a lot simpler if Mr. Phillips went on strike.
Possibly, but how could we tell that he has?
True, true.
You know, personally, I reckon that if they were smart, those tourists would stay right where they are.
I agree with you, Chief, but these are Admiralty orders. No civilian shipping can use the port, so sending a frigate is the only solution.
Nummy, that means we'll be breaking the strike. They'll call us a lot of grubby feet.
Black leg.
Oh, thank you, yes.
We may be attacked. They may even throw bricks.
I grant you. Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Would you chuck a brick at the chap who was sitting behind a couple of 2.4-inch guns?
Actually, sir, he would.
I just shan't take any further part in this conversation at all.
Good. Then perhaps we can get somewhere. Number one, you will appreciate how delicate the situation is, so will you please, this time, try not to do anything wildly ostentatious or flamboyant.
Flam what?
Boy ants. They're the ones that marry girl ants. I said boy ants marry girl. No?
No!
Oh, well, if that's the attitude, I just can't take any further part in this conversation at all. Get back into your ship at once, all of you. The sooner you get across to France, the better.
France? France? Oh, yes, of course, France now. Let's see. Perfume? Wine? Fag? Ladies lingerie?
What's he talking about?
Well, if I know him, he's making up his shopping list with smuggle.
See, is anything I can get for you or your good lady, Captain Polisus? You know, naughty natives. Oh, or perhaps the big boy's annual of rude ladies.
Certainly not.
That way.
Sir?
how much would, how much would the, big boy's annual of rude ladies cost?
Well, to you, sir, I can let you have one.
You do nothing of the kind. Mr. Phillips is not a big enough boy yet.
The big boy's annual of rude ladies wouldn't look nice on your shelf at all.
No?
But between Noddy and Never Never Land and Mr. Puff, which his name is Mr. Puff Puff, the little engine, it's silly there.
There's plenty of room.
Granted, sir, but some of those rude ladies need plenty of room.
You're not having an annual, so shut up.
Well, could I have a naughty naked?
Pardon?
As a present for Heather.
Oh, Mr. Murray, sir, I think he is big boy enough.
Don't go crying out loud, will you? All shut up and get back to your ship.
Just going, sir.
Yes, sir, we'll soon get him back, sir.
And we'll try not to do anything flamgirlant either, sir.
Just a minute, sir. Carry on, number one, Mr. Phillips. I want to have a word with the chief on his own, if you don't mind.
Very good, sir.
Now then, Pertwee.
No, I deny it, sir. It was someone else who looked like me who did whatever it was. I've had this trouble before, sir. I've got a dub on you, see, sir. A nasty bit of work by all accounts. Always doing things that are not honest. Fortunately, whenever it was, whatever it did happen, whenever it happened, whoever it was, I've got 14 witnesses to prove that I was 500 miles from wherever it was, whatever that was, whoever it was, said where I was, whatever it was, whatever it happened, to whoever it was mistaken.
Relax, chief. It's nothing like that. For once. This is a friendly competition.
Oh, well, in that case, let's have a fag. Have you got me?
No, I certainly will have not.
Well, fair enough. I've got the dog end here somewhere. We'll have to share that.
Wait a minute. Will you listen for a minute? I wonder if you could do something for me.
Oh, yes, sir?
Well, not for me, exactly. It's for a friend of mine.
Oh, yes, sir?
Well, your mentioning it reminded me, but he did once ask if I could possibly,
Yes, sir?
Well, do you think you could possibly get a copy of the big boy's annual of rude ladies for him?
For him?
Of course.
Your friend.
My friend.
Dirty old devil.
Nothing of the sort. He's an artist.
Yeah, I'll bet he is. Look, you leave it to me, sir. I'll see what I can do.
In a plain ratting mind.
Yeah, of course, sir. I mean, it wouldn't do for you to be seen walking out of the dockyard gates, would it, sir? People might think it belonged to you instead of your friend, mightn't they?
Guys, guys.
Right. All clear behind.
No other floating traffic in sight, sir.
Well, then I'll risk it. Let's hand down a bit.
Let's stand down a bit, if you sit.
Mr. Phillips, you're quite sure this is Calais? I should pretend I didn't hear that. Leslie is the navigator, you know.
Yes, precisely. That's why I asked.
Bridge number one speaking.
Dava lookout here, sir. Lead in Seaman Goldstein, Captain. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, go on.
Obliged. Far be it from me to be awkward, coming from good, pure Welsh stock as I do. But we're approaching land, sir. And blooming solid-looking land at that.
What?
And in my considered opinion, if we continue to sail into the docks at this rate, we'll suddenly have the shortest and widest frigate there ever was.
Mr. Phillips, what?
How? I mean, where? No, what? Stop engine.
Stop engine, sir.
Soundboat,
sir.
Pull ahead sideways.
Pull ahead.
No. The other side.
The other side.
No. Scrub there.
Scrub it yourself.
Give me room, somebody.
Give me room.
I'm out of control. Now, where did that dinghy come from? Oh, what a shame. It's sinking. Manners.
Now, over a bit. To me.
To you.
To me.
Wrong again.
That's it. That's it.
No, it wasn't, no. Well, what's the French for sorry pardon?
Perhaps they'll put the damage down to sabotage by the strikers. Now, let's get the tourists aboard and get out of here quick.
I think you're right, sir. I'll go ashore and get them aboard as soon as I can.
Right hand up a bit.
Right hand up a bit, it is, sir.
And he'll never believe it.
What? Who won't believe who? I mean, what? Who won't... Who won't what? Who? That is, what believe who what?
Lummy, I'm infectious.
I meant, who won't believe what? I think.
Captain Povey, sir. He'll never believe we've actually collected all these tourists.
It's elementary navigation. Either a chap knows his job or he doesn't. I mean, mind you, knowledge isn't enough in itself. One must know how to apply it. Experience counts in this game, you know, knowing how to judge the tide, the line for the weather, having a sixth sense that warns you of... Chief,
sir?
Where are we?
I knew it. As soon as he gets cocky with it, we're lost. We're supposed to be heading back to Dover.
Ah, hello, you chap.
Hello, Mr. Bates. No trouble, I trust?
So do I, but to tell you the truth, I'm not for sure.
What's up, then?
Well, it's these tourist types. Some sort of argy-bargy seems to start it up, and I've brought along a deputation who would rather like to have a chat.
Oh, very well. Show the deputation in.
Righty-ho. Odd couple of ducks, but one gets used to them. This way, please. Mr. and Mrs. Arbuthnot, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bates.
My word, you've got a lovely view up here, haven't you?
Nearly as good as our view from Arbuthnot Towers, isn't it, Sidney?
Oh, well, I wouldn't go as far as to say that. That's a lovely. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. No, it'll do. It'll do.
Oh, it will. That it will. Won't it?
Oh, it will.
Can I help you, Mr. and Mrs. Arbuthnot?
Aye, well, it's all these others with us, you see. The tourists, as you might say.
What about the others, Mr. Arbuthnot?
Well, we was wondering, like, you see. I mean, there's not been a mistake or nothing like that, has there?
Mistake? Well, that's what Sidney said. To me, it's very clear, does my Sidney, about elocution lessons and everything. Well, if nothing is too much trouble for Sidney, that's where it got him where he am. Ah. Is. Am. Well, I mean, it is, but...
Congratulations.
Yes, oh, yes. Well done.
Done. Now, it were right, weren't it, what this blonde steward here says?
Blonde steward?
Well, barman, then, or whatever you are. It is right that you were supposed to pick us up in this frigate boat of yours because of the strike, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's perfectly correct.
Oh, well, that is a relief. There you are, Sid. I told you was worrying, but now, don't you know, Mark, Sidney? Worry all the time. It's not believed.
Well, I expect he's anxious to get back to his business. All holidays have to end sometime.
End? What are you talking about? Ours hasn't started yet.
No, before you arrived there, we've been waiting at Dover for 2 days to get a boat across the galley.
Dover?
I don't think I feel very well.
If there's any justice, you'll drop dead. Now.
Well, what's up then, love?
Well, nothing much, love. It's just that I'm a nit.
Oh. Well, of course, you know best, love, I'm sure.
Miss Arbuthnot, I must admit there's been a slight error. We shouldn't have picked you up from Dover at all, but... It'll be all right, because we shall be heading for Calais now.
We hope.
Quite. So if you'll just let the other tourists know that they'll be going to Calais...
Eventually, and with luck.
Quiet. Well, that's all then. Nice to have met you.
You must look us up at our Arbuthnot Towers sometime. It's made craggly green. You can't miss it. It's got a chrome front door.
How novel.
Oh, it looks lovely at night with the floodlights on it when it's floodlighted. Come along, Sidney, love. I bet they've got things to do.
Oh, we certainly have.
Steady at that, and how was I to know?
Steady at that, now was you to know what, sir?
So when we got to Calais, they wouldn't let Mr. and Mrs. Arbuthnot and all the other tourists land.
There is the small point that if you navigated us directly to Calais in the first place, they wouldn't have been aboard at all.
What was that lot aboard to begin with, and now the other tourists from Calais aboard as well? This frigate is getting flaming crowded.
I know. When I queued up for lunch, by the time I got it was tea.
Yeah, well, that was Mr. Arbuthnot.
What?
Holding up the queue, sir.
Well, never mind. We'll soon be at Dover now, and we can get rid of the lot of them.
Beg pardon, sir.
What is it, Johnson?
Well, it's this last lot of tourists we picked up at Cali, sir.
Yeah, well?
Well, there's been some sort of argy-bargy that seems to have started up, sir, and I brought along a deputation to see you, sir.
I think I'll go and queue for breakfast.
You won't. Ask the deputation to come in, will you, Johnson?
Aye, aye, sir. This way, if you please. Mind the step, there isn't one.
How do you do, sir? What can I do for you?
Oh, pardon, monsieur, je ne comprends pas.
Oh, je dis, just a minute. How can an English tourist be French?
At odds. Fancy going on holiday in overalls.
Ah, overall. The clothes I do the walk in every day when I am not on strike.
The natural. Well, what?
On your English. This is not the tourists either. They're the French dockyard workers.
that is correct. We would like to show our appreciation of your so lovely workers' outing. Perhaps you'd like to have a little souvenir, huh?
Souvenir? What sort of souvenir?
Set of overalls for the banner saying up the workers.
No. The latest big boys annual of old ladies. Here you are. Try saucy, oui.
Here. Whew. Here, what's the French for? Cool.
Thanks very much. We'd be very pleased.
No, we would not. Pardonnez us, sir. Le navigation est dead urgent. Back to Calais, Mr. Phillips.
Back to Calais.
Oh, where did the French dockyard workers land? That wasn't Calais. It was Dover.
What? Well, when did that happen?
You forgot to turn round.
Oh. Well, we... did we get rid of the arbuthnots and the rest of the English tourists?
No, sir. Sid and Ethel wouldn't let them disembark. They reckon we've contracted to take them to Calais, and unless we do, the old perishing lot of them are going to sue the first sea lord.
I have a feeling if I'm ever in Cragley Green, I'll kick him right in his chrome front door.
Might almost be worth making a special trip.
Then at least we didn't pick up any more people that time. It's just as well. Do you know, sir, we're riding so low in the water now, that if one's so desired, one can put one's hand over the side and dabble it in the briny.
Bridge, number one speaking.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein and friend chatting.
Goldstein, what's going on?
That's what I'd like to know, sir. There's not much room here at the best of times. But with all these flipping civilians climbing all over me, it's murder. Ah! Give us me hat. Sonny, I won't speak to you again. Give us back my hat.
Oh, Mommy,
I haven't. Yet.
Goldstein, get those people out of there.
Oh, very funny. I can't even get myself out of here. And it's not for the want of trying, I can assure you. That's what I was buzzing you about.
What was?
Getting out of here. I should have gone off duty 8 hours ago.
Oh, dear.
Oh!
Goldstein.
Oh!
What happened?
It doesn't matter, sir. We'll call it an accident. But if it happens again, there's going to be a bit of a splash.
Goldstein.
And you needn't bother to call that an accident, because it won't be.
You know, this is getting ridiculous.
You ask me, sir, it's already got.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you, chaps, but I have a feeling I dropped the most wrathful clangor at our last port of call, wherever that was.
It was Dover, actually.
Yes, that's what I was afraid of.
Mr. Baker, what have you done this time?
Well, did Mr. Phillips a favour, actually?
What?
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, I can explain, sir. I thought it was Calais you was here, and in order to speed things up a bit, I asked Mr. Bates to get the standard tourist of all this time.
Oh, blimey, no! Oh, no, not another lot. Mr. Bates, then you didn't.
Well, I'm rather afraid I did. Unfortunately, some sort of argy-bargy seems to have started, and I've brought along a deputation to see you, sir.
Wheel him in. Let's find out who we've got this time.
This way, old man.
How do you do, sir?
Good afternoon. Lovely day. I'm Bert Tiddy.
Really?
No, Tiddy. Well, now, me and the lads have enjoyed the trip to old Fred Baldwin.
Who?
Fred Baldwin. You must know Fred. Everybody in Dover knows Fred.
Oh, a bully for Fred. Who is he?
Mr. Tiddy, I don't want to seem an old nosy Parker, but what exactly do you and old Fred Baldwin do?
Do? We're the dockyard workers at Dover, of course.
I was afraid of that.
Oh, I thought we were more crowded than ever before. Here. How many are there in your gang?
85.
85. 84. Yes, Tony, just a kick. Let us work this out. That's you lot. The Arbuthnot party. The French dockyard workers. Our own crew. Help!
Well, give or take 57, nearly 500 people on board.
499, if Goldstein hasn't got his hat back.
Leave it with us, Mr. Tilly. We'll get you back as soon as we can, but we do have to sail to Calais first.
Ah, well, you know it's best. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Captain Purvey's office?
Merivale here, Director of Naval Expenditure. Is Purvey there?
I'm afraid not, sir. He's down at the docks waiting for Troutbridge to turn up.
Well, let's face it, we all are. My word, their antics started something this time, all right. It was quite a time before we tweaked.
Tweaked.
Lovely word there. I'll say it again. Tweaked.
Most impressive, sir. Twigged what?
Tweaked, but it was them, of course. To begin with, we thought it was the Russians. For a time, it was a dodgy-do. One of the dodgiest do's I've ever seen done dodgily. I've seen some do's done dodgily in my time, I can tell you.
I can imagine. And what dodgy do are we talking about this time?
Well, it was these signals, you see. The inhabitants of vital ports disappearing overnight. Suddenly, Dover and Calais were like ghost towns. That shook us, I don't mind telling you. They were both ports, you see, so London might have been next. Quite a lot of us had our bags packed and single tickets to Tipping Sudbury. My word, the panic. I've only just come back.
Well, where are all these people? What's happened to them?
Well, as far as we know, they're all aboard Tugbridge. We can only guess, but there's a signal saying that something that looks like a ridiculously overpopulated submarine with a freak of superstructure has just sailed into Calais.
What?
Yes, when the tide went down, they could see a bit more of her, and it's Tugbridge.
Oh, good gracious.
Yes, my sentiments exactly. But you can tell, Provy, that the latest information indicates that they finally got to Calais and are picking up the stranded tourists. Mind you, we'll have to hope for a smooth crossing, because with that lot on board as well, she'll be lowered in the water than the Contiki.
Well, very good, sir. I'll tell him.
Now, please, now we're doing our best. Now, keep in line and go up the gangplank one at a time.
Now, come on, move down a bit and let them on, can't ya? Yeah. I don't care if your feet are getting wet. Let them on.
Yeah, only a few more. All stand to attention, there'll be more room.
Keep shoving, Ma.
I am shoving.
And now try to look at it this way. We're doing you a favor. Only three more and we can sail.
Keep shoving, Ma.
All face forward.
That might help. Lovely, lovely. Only two more now. Everybody breathe out. One more to go. Well done, Ma. You've made it.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Right, gentlemen. They're all on board.
At last.
Let's get them back to England whilst the sea's still calm.
Right, this way, chap.
Right.
Come on. Gangway. Come on, gangway, some of you. Come on, the crew's coming aboard.
Come on, move over. Come, move. No, let us get on now. Let us get on.
Driver, come on now. Be British.
Come over, can't you, Ma?
Oh, this is ridiculous. The ship can't sail without us.
Let us on board, you clowns. It's our ship.
Get those people off the bridge. We're supposed to be up there.
Now, look here. Either you let us on or the ship doesn't sail.
Move over, Ma!
Ladies and gentlemen, please. A joke's a joke.
Well, I know. Lift us up and pass us over your head, then. Come on, let us on.
I told you to lock your butter, the gin dirty stinking puddle, not for a start.
I don't care what the star bus up says. Let us get on board. Let us get on board.
I don't believe it. It can't be. That can't possibly be Tugbridge coming into Portsmouth.
Well, I'm afraid it is, sir.
But it's ridiculous. That's not a frigate. It's a few guns, a bridge, and a funnel floating about. Oh, you old fool. What the blazes is all that muck on the water?
Well, I know it's hard to believe, sir, but it's Tugbridge.
Tugbridge? Creeping ivy. She must have a refit immediately. Must be leaking like a sieve.
No, it's not that, sir. It's just he's got rather a lot of people aboard.
Well, get the fools off, then. She's a watch.
Oh.
sir.
Sorry, pardon, all round.
Number one, get those people off.
We see up for treasure, sir.
We're so low in the water, we've had to have the windscreen wipers going. All right, sir.
Come at all at once. I want a word with you.
We rather thought you might.
Fascinating, isn't it? I'd never have thought so many people went abroad. There must be thousands of the fools. All wasted their money, of course. Claxton's far prettier.
Oh, I'm a Broadstairs girl myself.
Oh, really? Well, I prefer Skegness myself. It's so basic. Cool. Freeze. Look at all those people coming ashore. What on earth?
Hello, Captain Purvis. Sorry we're a bit late.
You can count 2 days being a bit late.
Number one, Mr. Phillips, who are all these people? Where did they come from?
Well, Calais and Dover, mostly.
Ridiculous. You should have docked at Dover on your way back.
Well, we did consider it, sir, but we decided not to take the risk, sir. We hadn't got the room.
It was all Mr. Arbuthnot's fault, really.
Mr. Arbuthnot? Who the blazes is he?
Well, it's a long story, but fortunately we managed to get rid of him and the rest of his party at Calais. Otherwise, we could never have got all these stranded tourists back.
I was pretty rude to Sid, I can tell you. Get ashore, I said. This is not a cruise, I said. He said we'd ruined his holiday. It was up to us to get the transport back to England. But I wasn't standing for that. Get ashore, I said. And get ashore, I meant.
Yeah. Yes. No, ma'am.
Yes, Mrs. Arbuthnot, what can I... Where did you come from?
Off yon boat. But what Sidney wants to know is, where are we? This is never Dover.
It's Portsmouth, madam.
Portsmouth? Well, Mark Sidney will have something to say about this. Oh, he will. But he will. Sidney, he will.
I think I know it.
How was I to know they hadn't just embarked at Calais? They were supposed to leave at the same time as the dockyard workers.
Dockyard workers?
Ah, oui, monsieur. The strike is not over yet, pas, no?
It's in one earthly.
No wonder I couldn't get Mar on board. Nobody got off at Calais at all.
But that's ridiculous. That would mean we had about 700 people aboard.
I don't understand. One lot got off.
I know they did. And they must have turned round, joined the queue, and got back on board again.
Oh, blimey, where's that coming from?
Oh, it's the phone here on the dock out of my way. It'll probably be for me anyway.
Hello? Captain Hervey here?
One moment, please. I have a long-distance call for you.
Sure, thank you. Hello?
Good afternoon. Lovely day.
Good afternoon. What? But who are you? Where are you speaking from?
This is Mr. Burke City, speaking from Calais. Could you send someone to pick us up, please?
What?
Well, there seems to be a strike on over here. And we ought to be at Dover.
No, 1 minute, please.
We can explain. We'd rather not. It was all Mr. Arbuthnot's fault.
Anybody there, then? Mm-hmm.
You see, I hadn't noticed we hadn't turned round.
And we forgot to tell Mr. Bates not to bother him, please.
Yes, it's a simple mistake. It could have happened to anyone.
And it did to us several times.
Hello.